Sex Bob-omb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
Voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine adversary, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind. A boogity biggity buggity bee, booba da bum da bum da bee. We are family. We are on the radio. We are talking to you. We are zombies all over the world. Maybe not necessarily over the world, but at least at this particular point in juncture in time, right here, me, I am, and I am here, talking to you lovely people in whatever particular abstract, concept, conceptual-like kind of thing place you are in, either the chat room on TV, on the chat room on your computer, on the Streama, or the, hey, what's that thing there, TuneIn, or the StreamFinder, or the ZatChat, or the, hey, I don't know, recorded, pre-recorded, post-recorded, that was recorded. Dim sum. I don't like dim sum. Why do people like dim sum? It's an odd dish. I soup. I don't know. I don't get it. But I'm not really going to talk about that tonight, you know, because that's not what this show is about. This show is about stuff, and there's all kinds of stuff to talk about. And we got like a whole hour of stuff to talk about. And I think maybe tonight I'm going to talk about, I don't know, let's give it a random roll. Where's the random roll generator? It's over there. Oh, hey, don't press that button. That button hurts. I think we're going to talk about, oh, I know what we always talk about, zombies and comics and stuff. Whatever other kind of stuff I feel like talking about. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Debbie, how's it going?
And dim sum.
Denny what?
And dim sum.
I don't know. What is with dim sum?
I don't know, but it makes me want to say, and then...
And then I hit it!
And then...
With a machete!
And then...
I blew the damn head off.
And then...
But then I ate the cookie.
And then...
And then the cookie made me throw up all over the place. I can keep going, by the way.
I could too, but...
Yeah, but you just keep saying, and then. I just keep coming up with new other stuff to say. It's like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. But, you know what? Today's show, I'm going to start off with something really odd. Yep. So, this is probably going to get me on a watch list.
Uh-oh.
Yes. So, apparently...
But you're not already on a watch list?
I'm on several watch lists, but they can't find me. Bow, oh. Now, now, now. Bow, 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 bow. Hammer time! So, yesterday... Apparently, the FBI had issues understanding Twitter. Okay?
Okay.
So, I don't know if you saw that they've recently started a Twitter channel. Officially started a Twitter channel. So, the other day, they put out their first post, which I thought was funny as hell. We may or may not be able to confirm that this is indeed a Twitter post.
That's pretty good.
It's awesome. It's funny. It's like, oh, hey, way to give a nice, good little spin there on the FBI online. It's like, that's neat. That's funky. That's hip. That's even in the bag, as it were. So, apparently, they care so much about Twitter and what people have to say on Twitter, they created an 83-page document of Twitter shorthands.
Oh, wow.
2,800 entries that basically, you know, is every kind of freaking acronym that they could have come up across. I don't know most of these. I know a few of them. I'm just going to share some of them. Here's the first one. WYLABOCTGWTR. Which means, apparently, would you like a bowl of cream to go with that remark?
Okay.
Interesting. I might try that expression sometime, but I don't think I'm ever going to remember it. So, some of the easy ones, BTW, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, kind of pretty straightforward and easy to go with. There's, by the way, hundreds here. I'm not going to go through all of them. I don't know why C would be a short form for C. Okay. BTDTGTISAWIO. Been there, done that, got the t-shirt and wore it out.
Interesting, I would have never got all that.
Neither would I.
but I like that one. GAMMD, go ahead, make my day. All right, I like that one. The Galaga song. What the hell are you talking about Galaga for?
Oh, well, Mark.
Booty, booty, beady, booty, beady, booty.
Yeah, Mark had played, you know, the show before you played a bunch of old songs, and he played the Galaga song.
Well, that's fan-freaking-tastic. That's even sparkly. That's even got little bits on top. Like a donut.
Yeah.
N1. Guess what that one means. Come on.
And one?
No.
No?
No.
Hmm.
Nice one.
Need some? Oh.
Nice one. Here, here's an easy one for you.
N1, okay. Yeah.
Here's an easy one for you. PMYMHMMFSWGAD.
You lost me after P.
Pardon me, you must have mistaken me for someone who gives a damn. Oh, here's another good one. I've known this one, but not this particular variation. ROFLMAOWPIMP. Rolling on the floor, laughing my ass off while peeing in my pants.
Ah.
Uh-huh. RTD, ready to drink? Sure, no problem.
Okay.
I get that one. Oh, here's a good one. STA.
Save the apple?
Nope.
Huh.
Surveillance and target acquisition.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. Would never have figured that one.
Oh, I would. That one was what I actually thought I knew off the top of my head.
Wow.
I have another one, which is called TAVA, Target Acquisition and Vector Analysis, which is essentially how to line up a gun to shoot something.
Okay.
When you're following something, it's like, okay, you're going to try and shoot that, you're going to try and shoot that. It's like, okay, it's lining up, it's moving that way, okay, and then you shoot it, that sort of thing.
Sure, I can get that.
Yeah. Uh-oh, everybody should know this one. YOLO.
What could that be? If it's a zombie and you're brave enough to run into the crowd, you'll scream that.
I will never, ever scream that. You only live once. It's like... show me more FBs, Twitters, shorthands. No, I'm not going to watch any more of them. Yeah, that's it. I just thought that shit was funny because... Hey, FBI, way to go and get modern. But, okay, this is rather amusing. I'm going to move away now. That's it. Phenomenal with that. Show's over. Thanks, everybody, for coming out. I appreciate it all. Hey, is it next Wednesday already? Excellent. Let's play another show. Hey, so, do you know what else we got on the deck?
No, but... I'm hoping it's not another one of those FBI things.
No, because that's only good 1 week, you know? We can't do that a couple of weeks.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we're going to go into comic book land mode.
Oh, we're starting early with comic books.
Book land mode right off the bat, yo.
There you go.
So, I want to bring to everybody's attention that what they should do is they should go out to their local comic book store and they should buy these two trade paperbacks if they have not already particularly acquired the individual issues of the comics that were released earlier this year. The first one is Clown Fatale. So you know what a fatale is. Femme fatale, all that other fun stuff. And the fatales are the people who go in the English and the words and the Hoda books. Okay, so Clown Fatale is about a group of circus ladies. And these circus ladies are clowns. They are in a very disreputable part of the country, and they don't necessarily make a lot of money. They're very disappointed about their lives. And being clowns and somewhat interesting women of dubious natures... with tendencies towards a little bit of overly frolicking, They've got taste in things that they want to spend money on and buy. Oh, I think I'm going to piss off Jack, because Jack's going to want to buy this. He'll probably enjoy it. It's fun. I enjoyed it. I got all the individual issues, because I think it was a fun story. But what happens is, a gang of assassins also happens to be masquerading in the same circus that these clown chicks are in. Dun dun dun.
Oh,
somehow, the client to which the assassins were originally trying to hook up with somehow confuses the clown chicks as being the assassins.
Uh-oh.
So the clown chicks say, hey, there's some money to be made here. We should do it. And they go and do it. And fun ensues. Me likes.
It sounds interesting.
It's fun. It's a romp. It's kind of funny. It's a kind of stylized kind of artwork. The story is just kind of, you know what? That's not exactly what you would normally read a lot of.
No, it's not.
So I enjoyed it. It's a lot of mayhem, a lot of fun, a lot of good, clean blood and guts everywhere.
Right.
Yeah. And some butt grabbing. Yep. Oh, and what did happen when he did that to her? Well, he died. Oh, yeah. He died. Died very bad. Painfully. Cutty cut. All done. Next trade. Which I did say the name, right? I did, didn't I? Huh?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Zombie Tramp. Book 2. In which our erstwhile heroine, Zombie Tramp, who has an actual name, but I don't remember what her name is. I don't really care. Is found herself trying to get across country to help a little girl who has got an issue and wants to get some help and go home. And, oh, hey, there's an added extra bonus here that I wasn't aware of. Ooh, I have to read that later. Okay, good. It's an interesting little concept. It's a mostly black and white-ish with some color artwork style. The story is, as I said, about the zombie tramp. In the first book, you find out that she was a bit of a tramp. Actually, a lot of a tramp. And her friend was arrested and in prison. And the warden was a bad man and said, oh, he'd let her go, but only if the tramp came over and made for happy with him. Notice I used euphemisms that were euphemistic.
Right.
And then we find out that bad man's son is actually a zombie chained up in his basement. And he bites the tramp. And she goes all zombie and then goes nutso! But then learns to get her brain back.
Huh?
So she's an intelligent zombie.
Interesting.
And it's fun. I recommend it highly for everyone. Now, to individual comics. Oink, 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 oink. See, I come with my own sound effects.
I see this.
Yeah, I'm good like that. I'm professional. Well, I don't know about that part. So, we're going to start. Oh, hey, good. Goodness me. Could this be a crossover-y? I believe it is. Okay, so we're starting off with Mercy Sparks. Comic, I actually, issue number 6. Two covers. Two covers. Jack, pay attention. Two covers. I think you're going to like them too. Mercy Sparks is a demon who has been brought to Earth to hunt down angels who have gotten a little on the, wacky, off the beaten track, and both heaven and hell don't quite want those people running around on the Earth. So that's what she does. She hunts them down and sends them back.
Cool.
Next, we have Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Season 10, Issue number 4. Two covers. I like Buffy. Buffy continues off where the show left off, and, well, now they're in this whole wide world where magic died, and they brought it back again. Okay. Harley Quinn. I didn't bring in too many of the DC stuff this month, but there was an entire thing going on with for the month of June with what they call the bombshell covers. So there's the regular cover edition and then the bombshell cover edition. And the bombshell covers are just basically pinup girl style artwork. Nice stuff. Harley Quinn is actually a fun comic. It's one of the few DC comics I'm reading right now.
Mm.
Which is, yeah, it's kind of an indictment on DC.
Well, there's a lot of people who really like the Harley Quinn series more than anything else. I mean, I don't know. She just seemed like the one thing that people swore by.
She's a very popular character. That whole angst, anxiety, hey, look, I'm going to blow things up. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm just going to do something kind of character really appeals to people for the random. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons why I kind of like it. But, you know, hey, that's not necessarily the only reason why. Just because it's random doesn't necessarily mean that's why I like it, because I like stuff. I like all kinds of stuff. Some stuff I like even more than other stuff. But right now I'm going to go over here and clean up my shelf because that shelf looks out of whack because there are things not lined up straight and they need to be lined up straight. So I'm going to have to line them up straight while I'm talking here. Then we're going to move on to the next comic, which is Empire of the Dead by George A. Romero. Well, based on George A. Romero's. I don't think he actually writes any of the story.
Oh, okay.
This is a continuing on the, what do we want to call it, the overall story cycle of his work. All of his movies basically encapsulate it all, and this is the Empire of the Dead, which is now several, maybe a decade after the zombie outbreak, and people are learning how to cope and rebuild society and stuff.
Right.
So it's set in the middle of New York, and they're basically, one guy's taken over the city and created a safe haven for people, but now there's a new evolution in zombies coming in. Oh, and oh, by the way, now they have vampires, too.
Vampires.
Yeah. Silver Surfer, number 3, kind of wacky. It's got this giant monkey on the front cover. Looking forward to reading that.
Would this be Silver Surfer meets Devil Monkey?
No, this would be Silver Surfer meets Monkey Shine.
I was close.
Close. Now, you know Jonathan Mayberry, right?
Yes, yes.
And he's got his comic book series, V-Wars.
Yeah.
Episode number 3. Hot and ready for you and me. Well, maybe me, not necessarily you, because you don't buy the comics.
Right.
Ooh, Thunderbolts, issue number 27. Punisher appears to be going rampant and crazy, and oh wait, he does that all the time. Okay, we'll read that one shortly. Nova, number 18. Young kid inherits the Nova outfit and goes and bees Nova-esque.
Nova.
You're just going and saying that stuff, aren't you? Fine, be that way.
On Nova, yes, I'm saying that because I don't think I really ever got into Nova.
Fine, be that way. Avengers number 31.
Avengers. Yeah.
I will hit you. I will hit you with a stick. That stick will have barbs on the end of it, and it will have some hot chili pepper sauce on the end of it, and it will burn. Burn like hell. Like walking on the sun, but without actually going away from the sun, because if you walked on the sun, you would burn up to a cinder. But if you wouldn't necessarily burn on the sun, because you continually regenerate and rehydrate, so then it would burn forever. That kind of burn. That's a bad kind of burn. Avengers number 31. Continuing the Original Sin crossover event of the century, whatever, for Marvel. And then, of course, Original Sin number 4. 2 covers. And Red Sonja Sanctuary. It's a one-shot. I don't know what it's about yet. I don't have to read that. And then, last but not least, because, you know, it's the Pretty Chick, and I like the Pretty Chick comics. Right. Red Sonja number 10. 3 covers.
Wait, 2 Red Sonja comics?
2 Red Sonja comics this month.
Interesting.
One is just the one-shot, which they tend to do a lot of right now. Well, I wouldn't say a lot, but they do it periodically. And then the regular ongoing series. The one-shot usually is just a side story that may have been written anytime, done up anytime, etc., etc., etc. And they decided, hey, schedule, release it then. Okay.
Gotcha.
Wait, shockingly, what DC... Oh, yes. I see. You guys were chalking in the... Chalking. Not tatting.
Yes.
Chalking.
Yes, we're chalking.
Chalking. That's not all, folks, but we'll be right going better.
I got comic book news.
What comic book news did you get?
Well, if those who are in the Texas area that are going to be at the Texas Comic Con this weekend...
Well, hold on. Texas has a Comic Con?
Yeah.
There's only like 15 people there in Texas, isn't there?
Shoot. This one's going to be huge. They've got the guy who does the voice of... Optimus Prime.
Oh, the voice of...
Yes. Okay. He's going to be there, but this gets better.
Yes,
this
but at Fan better. Expo coming up in 2 weeks, they have Optimus Prime!
Well, comedian and Deadpool writer Peter Posen, I hope I said that name right.
Yeah, it came close enough.
Will actually be at the Comic-Con this Excellent. Friday. So that's kind of cool.
Sparkly and spectacular, as it were.
Right? And then I just saw this news. This just came out recently. But did you like Deathlok in the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
He was okay.
He was okay. Okay. Well, after making his debut in the in there, in today's Original Sin number one, the Henry Hayes, a.k.a. the new Deathlok, will soon leap to his own ongoing series. So, Deathlok...
Original Sin started 4 months ago.
According to this, well, this one's June 11th, dated, so... but I guess he made it... No, he made his debut in Original Sin.
Are you going to the show?
This weekend?
Yeah.
I want to.
Okay, well, if you do... there are a couple people you have to meet.
Okay.
One of them is Taffeta Darling. She's on Facebook. We share her. Well, not like that. Posts. Jeffrey Coombs, you have to meet him.
Is he gone too?
He's there. Signing opportunities is not bad. That's a good price. Oh, wait a sec. He did Transformers Prime.
He's done every voice.
No, no, no. Jeffrey Coombs did Transformers Prime. Your guy, the voice of the Transformers, that was another guy.
How do you spell Jeffrey's last name?
C-O-M-B-S.
Oh, Combs.
Yeah. Coombs, Combs, whatever. Dude, I don't want to be a little Mr. Poo-Poo here, but that's a small list of celebrities.
I'm not saying it's a great list, but I mean, dude, there's a couple of people on this list that I really would like to meet.
Well, Jeffrey I would want to meet.
Right.
I know you want to meet the Grimm people. I see David Giantoli and Bitsy Tulloch. I like her name.
Yeah.
Peter Cullen, that's the guy you're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah.
And those are the guys from Grimm. There's, of course, Jake the Snake Roberts, who's going to be there.
Yep, I saw that.
Then there's the guy who does the voice for Skeletor. He's going to be there. Quite a few of the Transformers from the original cartoon series voices are going to be there. I'm still shocked that I did not know this. That the voice of the Decepticon leader, what's his name again? I forgot it.
Dino something.
No, no, no.
No, Decepticons,
Megatron.
Megatron, yeah.
That in the movie series, the guy who's doing the voice for Megatron is the same guy who plays Agent Smith.
Agent Smith.
Yeah. He's the...
Oh, you mean Mr. Anderson.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, 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 him. Yeah, I knew that.
I did not know that.
Dude.
Hey, well, you'd think I would, but the original guy who did the Megatron's voice was supposed to be doing it with Peter...
Dude! One of the guys there? Uh-huh. By the way, can you still hear me? Okay, good. I changed my headset, so I don't know what the hell happened, but it sounded kind of weird. Dude! Gotta say this. One of the guys from Sharknado 2 is going to be there.
Which one?
DC Douglas. I don't know who the hell he is. But he's done some stuff. Okay.
There's a list of some people. Like
creators. There. Okay, that's a second list. Okay. All right, I get you. That's better. Now we've got an actual list of people here. Okay.
You can go to the website.
I'm at the website.
Oh, well, I mean, if you...
But have... I was looking at the celebrities. It's like, okay, celebrities. Okay, that's kind of lame and boring. There's not very many. Oh, wait, they broke up the celebrities into different categories. Way to go, people. That's not confusing in the least.
Pinky and the Brain.
Pinky and the Brain. Pinky and the Brain. Brain, 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 brain. Let's see, what else we got? Okay, so you got a bunch of comic book creators and some celebrities. Okay.
Yeah.
Exclusives. Don't care. Exhibitors. Ooh. Sold out. Sold out. Sold out. Hey, a lot of exhibitors. So it's going to be a big dealer room. That's good.
Yeah, it's going to be packed. And it's not a bad price. I'll be honest with you. I've been to some cons that were...
Well, the autograph prices was pretty good. $20? That's pretty cool.
Yeah, the only thing I don't like is... I don't know what this Optimus Prime... So this Optimus Prime experience. It's a 3-day admission. You get one autograph on your item, one official certificate of authenticity, one professional photo with you and Peter Cullen as he signs your memorabilia, and one admission to his Q&A panel. And that's a $200 pop.
Okay. I'm gonna blow you away then. Okay, so Fan Expo last year, and they'll probably have that this year as well. $500 price ticket.
To get in?
4 days, all 4 days.
Jesus.
Front of the line exclusive. Okay? So what that means is, you want to get into any lineup, you wave your badge, and you go right to the front of the line. For any guest.
You better hope nobody else has that same thing.
No, there's a few people that have. But how many people are going to Fan Expo spending a $500? Because then you're also buying the shit you want to get. Okay, because the $500 doesn't include the autograph. And some of the autographs there, a couple of people were charging $120 for autographs.
Jesus.
Yeah, who was it? Oh, Rob Ford was charging, but I think donating it to charity. David Hasselhoff was charging $120, and wrestling guy Hulk Hogan was charging $120 for autographs as well. But, you know, you get your front of the line pass, okay, you go right to the front of the line. The lineup could have 300 people in the lineup, which would not have been unusual because there are a bunch of those. So you just get to walk right up in front of them all and say, fuck you. I tried to cover that voice. And then just jump right into the front of the line and say, here, sign mine. And they'll say, okay. Now, you don't kick somebody out of the way, but you do get the next shot, you know? Right. It's a neat idea, but I'm not paying $500 just to do that. That's insane.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I don't know.
Prices do seem reasonable for that event, by the way. $7, $25, $30 for 3 days. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Fan Expo was, let's see if I remember, $25 for the short day, $50 for the Saturday, $30 for the Sunday, and I think $25 for the Friday as well. It was pretty expensive. So needless to say, I don't go the whole time unless I'm getting in for free or somehow arranging something. But this looks like a good event for you. You should go. Go to Texas.
Did you go to the Creators tab?
I did.
There's a lot of people.
There's a bunch of artists there. Bob Budensky, Ghost Rider. Yeah, Ghost Rider. One of my favorite comics. Yeah, the rest of these guys are cool. They do some nice stuff. I like some of their artwork. Yeah, not so much on that one. It's okay.
Mike Beck, he worked with Dark Horse, IDW, DC, Marvel.
Yeah.
I don't know if those are the last two.
There's more than just two. There's a whole crap load of them there.
Well, it's Marvel, Dynamite, and Chaos. I don't know Dynamite.
Chaos. Who says Chaos? Where Chaos?
That's David Michael Beck. He worked with Chaos.
Thinking there's a little bit of cutoff here. Okay, let's click on him. We can't click on him. Screw that.
No, well, the only picture, I mean, if you put your picture or your mouse over him.
He's the one with Darth Maul?
Yeah.
Okay, that guy. Oh, there, it says Chaos there. Yeah, Chaos Comics is awesome. I love Chaos.
So, wow, there we go. I did not know about Chaos. That's one of the new ones to me.
Chaos is good.
It might not be a new comic book. But
Chaos? No, they're dead. They've been dead for about 10 years.
That's why.
Yeah. However, Dynamite is reintroducing and re-energizing them and recreating their universe all over again.
Excuse me, boss. You have a text message.
Say what now?
Yeah, apparently I got a text message.
Wow. You've got text. Ba-donk, donk. I think that means it's time for the roll the intermezzo.
Is that what it is? You're texting me for that?
Do it.
I can do it.
Just do it.
take me off the radar. People said we'd never go far. Look at you to take me away from here. Turbo boost me into your stratosphere. Looking fine, got you in my sight. I surrender, won't put up a fight. You're my darling, I adore you. I'll stand by you, always be true.
Space out, kid, won't you take me on a rocket ride? Don't say no, cause I won't be denied. You're my boy, and I'm your girl. Take me out of this messed up world.
Out the window, there's the tiny earth. In your arms, I know what I'm worth. You and I, loving out of space. Here with you, our perfect dream place.
Far away, the distant Earth lies. Yours forever, science, space wise. Energize my inner fantasy. Go wherever this craft takes me.
Space time, kid, won't you take me on a rocket ride? Don't say no, cause
By the way, if anybody is wondering, the name of that particular band who did that particular song is a song that I actually really enjoyed. And if you ever get the opportunity to watch the video, because it's crazy, it's weird, it's kind of kooky. But the name of the band is called Felix the House Cat.
I remember Felix the Cat.
Not Felix the Cat. That is a whole different cat of another name. This is Felix the House Cat. Different game. Completely different game. Totally, 100% totally, like, a whole nother kind of game. Wait a sec, I didn't see no zombies coming. But those zombies are coming. So, now you know what we're going to talk about? We're going to talk about screams and dreams and eye catchers. Maybe not.
Okay.
Watched a movie this weekend.
You did?
You're never going to guess which movie I watched.
Transformers. No, wait, that's...
Nope, it's not out yet.
Not yet.
It's out next week. It's out next weekend.
Yes, it is. I know, I can't
This weekend. Not next weekend. This weekend.
Wait, I thought it was the 27th. Hold on.
I thought I saw a... Whatever, I don't really care. I'm not going to watch it in the theater right off the bat.
I might.
I'll see it, but I'm not watching it opening weekend or the weekend after a couple of weeks. Let the crowds die, then maybe I'll watch it.
I might do the matinee.
Yeah, you might. You can do matinees, dude. I can't. Matinees are not an available option.
What?
They are an option, but I gotta take time off to go do that.
Oh, well, see, you could do matinees on Saturdays.
No, I work. I work every day. I am the hottest working zombie in the world. I work every day. I work on the Friday. I work on the Saturday. I work on the Sunday, the Monday, the Tuesday, the Wednesday, the Thursday, and the Friday again. So I work 2 Fridays in a week.
That's scary.
Yeah. 2 Fridays in every week. I work them.
I'd rather party those 2 Fridays.
I want to work. I like to work. Working makes me happy. It makes my happy space in my brain go all colorfully and insane. That's where I like to keep my colorful little brain. Cinderella, what? Why is Cinderella coming up in the chat room?
I have no idea.
Matthew just said he saw Maleficent, and I want to see Maleficent.
I heard it was great.
I heard good and bad things. Mostly good, but I heard some bad things.
MB Weston, she does a show on Monday. She actually did a review on Maleficent.
Did you know that the little girl in the movie is her real daughter.
Oh, no, that I did not know.
And did you know that the reason that they went with the little girl as her real daughter is because every time,
Angelina?
Angelina walked out and started talking to the other little girls that they had originally cast for the role, screamed in fear.
Oh,
because they didn't know what the hell. It's like, ah, scary. And then the, and I don't know the little girl's name, but it's her real daughter. It's like, oh, hi, mommy. It's like, wasn't fazed by it at all. So it's like, oh, yeah, that's good. Let's get her. She's going to start doing acting now anyway, so why not?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I didn't know that. Okay, so I'm curious.
You'll never guess it.
Well, if it's not Maleficent, I'm... You really you got me stumped there. I'm not sure. Would it be Jazzy Jazz Hands?
Nope.
No?
Are you going to ask me for a hint? Come on, chat room. I'm even looking at you, chat room. Try and come it up. What kind of movie could I possibly have watched this weekend?
Well, if it's not a zombie movie.
It was not a zombie movie. There was not a single zombie in the entire darn flick.
Sorry, Jazzy's private messaging me.
Oh! You call on the name of the person and the person arises.
Oh, yeah. She thinks she's hiding under Jimmy John Bobble. Oh, Bobby.
Oh, she's listening to the show. Hi, Jimmy John Bobble Bob. Bob, 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 Bob. How many other words can I go and make and rhyme and sound like that? But we'll move on.
Okay, I'm still trying to guess which one, so go ahead, give me
a hint. It wasn't Cinderella, Jack. That is correct. Not Cinderella. A hint.
Okay, a hint.
There were guns in it.
That's not a good enough hint.
Not a good enough hint. Blonde chick was the lead female star.
Darn.
I think she's blonde. Dirty blonde, blonde, mostly blonde. Liam Neeson was in it.
Uh-huh. God, what is the name of that? I know which one it is now.
No, you don't.
No? It's not the new one?
I don't know. Go ahead. Which one?
I'm trying to think of what the new Liam Neeson movie was. You didn't go to the theater, though, did you?
I ain't saying nothing.
Yeah, you probably watched Taken or Taken 2.
Nope. I watched a new movie.
Okay.
Came out this month.
What was it?
Liam Neeson's in it. Come on!
You're going to make me Google...
Well, if you have to Google it, that's just not so even... Pff. A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Oh, see, I wasn't thinking that one.
Ha!
I really wasn't.
So I even gave you an actor in the movie and you couldn't come up with that one.
Yeah, I totally forgot he
come
was
on.
In
the movie. He's the bad guy.
Yeah.
He's great as the bad guy in this. But
yeah.
This movie, I have to say, is it falls into the category of like, meh, okay. I was really disappointed. It's like, the commercials had the best funny bits in the movie. Ah!
I was afraid that was going to be the answer.
I don't know if there was a blonde in the plane movie, but whatever. Yeah, that is basically the answer. The funniest bit is the Sarah Silverman pit. Oh, and then here, look, there's the... That was the funniest bit in the movie.
No, I think the best part was...
Why are you making those weird noises?
That's not me.
That's around you. That's music.
No, that's somebody who doesn't have a headset on.
Uh-huh. Well, then they should be put on mute right now. Because I don't like that stuff. You can put her on mute until she figures that part out.
I don't know how to mute one person.
Oh, hi.
Hello, Jazzy.
How's it going?
And that was your mother that didn't know how to mute it.
That was my mother that didn't know how to mute it.
Ah.
I was trying to turn off the chat sound. Chat room.
So... I'm still... Oh, the ice one. That was my favorite. commercial scene.
The body, the block drop on the dead and go splat?
Yeah.
Oh, didn't see that one coming. No, that was not the funniest bit in the movie.
No, that was the only part that I liked.
That, I'm sorry, but that was not the funniest bit.
So the rest was pretty much dumb.
It was okay. I mean, it's basically a collage of funny bits thrown together with an overall kind of storyline that basically says, I don't think Seth MacFarlane liked the West. You know? It's really kind of a whole lot of anger issues towards the whole concept of the West.
I was hoping it would be more of a Ted.
Nope. Ted, I liked. I liked Ted a lot. Because Ted was biting humor. It was sarcasm. It was funny bits with a storyline that had a larger thing to say. A Million Ways to Die in the West was, I got a bunch of funny bits to throw together. Meh.
So it's like a stand-up comic doing his routine, but trying to make a movie out of it.
Sure. For lack of a better, that would be what we would say.
Yeah, I don't know. I think if I was going to watch it, it was going to be when it hit DVD.
Yes, this is definitely the kind of movie where you watch where you don't pay that much money to see it. If you're paying $15 or $20 to go see it in the theater, it's like, whoa, dude, that is a... Might as well just pee in the ocean.
So basically have someone else buy the DVD and go watch it?
Yeah, exactly.
Then you're not spending any money to see it.
Sure, something like that.
Yeah, okay. Next time ZZ is going to go watch one of these movies, I'm going to piggyback in with him. And yeah.
Oh, good luck with that. You kind of have a bit of a country to go against.
What?
What?
All you have to do is get a really large suitcase.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. You know, that didn't work necessarily for Let the Right One In.
They got backpacks on wheels.
Yeah, we call them trunks.
Do you know how many times I brought my own treats in to movie theaters?
You know that what they do to you in Canada if you do that, right?
No, what happens?
They kill you.
Ah, your zombie food. All right.
Yep, you become lunch. Tomorrow's dinner.
Okay, I'll still enjoy my ice cream and my KFC while I'm watching the movie before they kill me.
Do you know...
Okay, you can't smuggle in ice cream because that shit melts.
Right. You know, people don't check out wheel purses.
That's the first thing you eat, ZZ, is the ice cream before.
But by the time you get to the seat, it has melted.
Not
come on, really ice cream. It's no, you can't move really fast. How long does it take to get from the car to the store to the door to the station to the get the ticket to the get into the get in? Takes at least 5 minutes. Things melted by then.
You actually wait in line for tickets.
Yeah.
No, we bought the tickets before we went to get the ice cream.
Yeah, Fandango is a great thing.
I don't do that shit. That shit is wrong.
No, because you can just walk.
You do realize that the FBI is watching you when you do that, right? They are keeping track of every single move you make when you do that.
Well, that's good.
And when you do that, they see what money you're spending. And what money you're spending tells them a lot of things about you. And you know what it tells you about you? It tells them about you that you are, hey, spending money on watching a movie.
That's right. And then they're going to say, well, wonder what this movie's about. And then they're going to go spend their money and watch it.
No, they aren't. They already got a copy of it on their servers.
Oh, that's right. They bootleg it. That's it.
They don't have to bootleg it anymore. Do you know why? Most of the movies that are being broadcast at theaters are digitally transmitted. They are not reel-to-reel anymore as much as they used to be.
I know.
Which means quicker transpilation.
So, okay, probably won't going to talk about my second movie, but I will say I did watch one.
Okay, what movie did you watch?
World War Z.
Hey, you said it Canadian style. Good for you.
Yeah, I was actually surprised in this one. It was a lot better than I thought with all the horrible reviews it got.
Well, all of the reviews are biased because they were expecting a choppy, journal-esque based movie, and they're wondering, oh, how can you do this? The original book is like, it's a journal, it's a bunch of log entries, and it's like, yeah, exactly. That was exactly the point they asked. When I originally saw the movie, too, I was like, I was a bit bummed out by it, too. It's like, that's not what I was expecting. I was expecting something closer to the book, something with a little bit more that. But well, after watching it on Blu-ray and then watching the Straczynski, the writer of the screenplay, explain what they were going for, it's like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is I wasn't sure what everybody was expecting. You know, they've already done Wreck, and of course we got the new one coming out.
Wreck, look, I love Wreck. Wreck is my favorite.
And that's really awesome, but why would you want to follow the same concept when you can tweak it up a little bit better and keep people's interest, like keep a storyline going? Yeah, you can do it like Wreck, but you know, you don't want to overkill with this. Oh, they're just trying to be like Wreck. You know, I can see why they change it up a little bit, but I don't know. The ending. Meh. That's about what I could say about the ending.
I do believe, if you're not mistaken, that is exactly what I said.
Yes.
I did like the epilogue ending, because that was essentially the book.
Right.
That 5-minute bit about dispersing the stuff and the everything else like that, that was the book. And that leads up to the possibility of, oh, well, hey, now you've got the opportunity of actually having an entire how to get back after the apocalypse breaks out.
But see, okay. There's one scene. I'm going to ask you this question because there's that one scene that was supposedly his breaking scene. Remember the kid that stood when they were in...
Yep, in India. Israel.
Israel, there yep. It is. And you know, the zombies go around him. How did he know this kid had a disease?
He didn't. He's making an assumption based on correlative data.
See, that was the thing. There was the old man.
They highlight the scene as the movie is playing forward. You got the old man. You got that kid. You got a couple of things that happened in New York when the breakout happens. Blah blah blah. And there's probably about I think 7 or 8 scenes that are indicative of, hey, ill people, not good hosts. And then he just sort of. See, his character is supposed to be the kind of character that takes 4 pieces of data and gets to the 5th piece without actually knowing what the 5th piece of data is.
Right.
Which is an interpolative kind of format of investigation where it's like, I can't figure it all out. Wow, there's the piece right there. Boom. If we assume that is correct, then everything else makes sense. And that's essentially how he was supposed to be as a character in the movie. He was a special investigative UN guy who goes into places and says, hey, let's do things. Bam.
I remember where he drew the conclusion from the guy that...
Yes, the soldier in the South Korea base. Yeah. The guy was like, oh yeah, they didn't come at me, I just killed them all.
Now, for those who want to see the movie and haven't, it is available on Netflix right now.
It's also available on Blu-ray and DVD, so spend some money and get off your butt and buy the damn thing.
Well, if he can't get out, and you know, kind of. I mean, come on, if you're paying for the subscription, you get a free rental to check
but
it out.
But I don't subscribe to Netflix.
Well, see, I can't help you there.
Well, you're right, that's right, you can't.
So,
hey, Netflix is a wonderful thing. It has gotten me through the past 3 weeks.
Watched every single program on Netflix now.
Really?
Just about. Some new episodes, some new series episodes came out.
Well, so, okay. I'm going to throw a TV show that I watched 3 episodes on the weekend of as well.
Which one?
Penny Dreadful.
Don't remind me. I'm trying to get my hands on that.
Okay. I am now evangelizing this show. I love it. This show is crazy.
I have one episode left in the new version of 90210.
Okay, I'm going to have to stop you right there. There is no way in God's green earth you're bringing that on my show. Ever.
Sorry.
Stop. No 90210. Pooey. That is
sorry,
just...
I'm done with it.
Good, okay. Okay. So Penny Dreadful. Here's the thing. This is a scene that sticks in my head right now. I can't help it. But it's the scene that is going to be a make or break in the U.S. So Eva Green, we know who Eva Green is.
Right, right.
She's the attractive hot chick, dark hair, was in the 300 sequel movie. Cool.
Right, right.
Jazzy, you're on the same page?
Yes.
Okay. So she's in bed. She's having this really weird discussion with a creature, a person, thing, somebody there, and they're getting intimate now, and her mom walks into the bedroom and sees her dry humping the air, fully naked. Fully naked, dry humping air. And, well, you know, she's having a sexual relationship with the devil.
Interesting.
And it gives her mother sort of an issue. And I'm just sorry, but the show is actually really cool. Because they're really taking the edge and saying, with edge? Yeah, there's no edge. We're going way over here.
They did, too, by the way.
They did. There is all kinds of gothic storylines being played through this. Frankenstein, Jack the Ripper, werewolves, vampires. Everything you could possibly think of in a horror trope gothic-wise is probably in the show somewhere. Jazzy, if you watch the show, you will probably be offended.
Really?
Yep.
Interesting.
I have a question for you, ZZ.
Shoot!
Well, I'm actually asking this on behalf of someone else.
Okay, someone else.
He? Yes, he. Wants to know if you will play some Justin Bieber for him.
Nope. Not in this lifetime.
His name is of the letters E and W.
Nope. Not in this lifetime.
A and W.
E. W.
Don't know that guy.
He seems to think his name's Coffee in the chat room.
No, that's Coffee.
Yeah, you
coffee.
It's Coffee. Let's get it right. It's Coffee.
I don't drink this stuff, so I don't know how to properly pronounce it.
Neither do I. There's no way in God's green earth I'm drinking that crap either.
So we can talk about Pammy Boo Boo in the chat room.
You can talk about...
She might shoot you, but sure.
She's not even there.
Who?
I can get a hold of her very fast for you.
Meh. We don't need no speaking no coffee. We got Coca-Cola. That's so much better. So yes, everybody needs to read Penny Dreadful. Watch Penny Dreadful. It's a fun show. By the way,
speaking of reading,
guys kissing in this show too, which is kind of like, okay.
Speaking of reading.
What?
I think some people need to be reading Poets in Hell.
I totally agree with you. Write Larry and Matthew and Jack, fellow authors in this particular anthology. By the way, all four of us are in that book.
Awesome.
Yes. I am very happy with it. It makes me happy. It's a cool little book. Because you know what? Where else are poets going to go? They're going to hell. How many lawyers do we need in hell? How many lawyers do we need in hell, Jazzy?
As many as you can get.
My answer
all
was...
of them.
Excellent answer. That's my answer right there.
How about this? All that are not supporting TMV Cafe.
No, all of them.
Well, if they support us, then...
Then still all of them.
Oh.
All of them. Put them all in hell. Oh, wait, they're already going there anyway, so we don't have to worry about it. You know, it's the destination space for every lawyer in hell. Poets all end up there, too, because apparently all us poets are all messed up in one way or another, and we've broken at least one of the 616 sin commandments in the Bible, so it's like, obviously, definitely, that's what the party's going to be, so it's okay.
Now, I have to ask.
I didn't do it.
How many authors are in this one?
Just shy of 20.
Oh. See, the digital price, I laughed at.
666?
Yeah.
Yes.
I was hoping they were going to say like 13. So,
No, well. 666 is the Nook price. Because that's just funny.
Right. I meant number of authors. If it was 13, that would have been...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. 19 authors.
19. Yeah. It was worth a try.
Yeah, you're close.
It was worth a try.
But that's not the point! And I went through the list of the authors last week. But you know what? I like them. They're all a good bunch of dudes and dudettes and people who made funny stories and stuff. And I'm in it. So I'm always going to start with that. It's like, that's a good book. Get it.
Are there any different authors from the past ones?
I would say about half of the authors are... Okay, wait, so it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. About 10 of the authors are ones that haven't been in the series before. Which is good. Hey, I think Jazzy went and contacted Pammy Boo Boo and said, come in.
I see that.
Yeah.
I may have, I may not have. You will never know. You won't
Jazzy,
come out my lips.
Did you listen to the beginning of the show?
No, because I was eating dinner with my family.
Okay, because I mentioned something.
And then my phone started getting blown up.
Do you know who the FBI are?
Yeah, my aunt got trained there.
Okay, because they know who you are. They started a Twitter account a little while ago, and their first tweet was, "We may or may not be able to confirm that this is indeed a tweet."
That's some very good detective work.
It's humor. It's funny.
It's perfect. It's perfect. She might still be medicated.
Yeah, yeah, probably.
I am.
I heard she's getting a tattoo.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Not getting a tattoo.
No?
I told you Jimmy John Bobby was getting a tattoo.
I heard, she's going to put Jimmy John Bobby across a scar so it looks like it's underlined. Yeah, okay.
Okay. Okay. Moving back to the show, though.
In your dreams.
Back to the show at hand. Back to the House of Pain. Because that's where the pain is gained. We all kill everybody else because I'm just going to eat them all over again.
Yeah.
Yes. So, something like that. I just wanted to wrap up quickly. I've got a couple minutes left, so I can just jimmy jam, jim, 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 jam, and all that other fun stuff. Do you know what I miss? I miss Max Headroom. Every time I do that little bit about jim, jim, jam, or something along those lines, I keep thinking, Max Headroom.
They need
to redo that.
You're going to bring him back, yeah. Won't be the same guy if they do it again, though.
No, because he's, like, old.
Yeah.
He's like ancient looking. He looks when you see him on screen nowadays. He's got weathered skin, and it's like the skin is falling off the bones. It's like, dude, maybe you should eat a sandwich or two.
Oh, I was thinking you were gonna compare him to a zombie.
He's one step away. Did you ever see Dawn of the Dead, the remake, the 2004 one with what's her face in it? Can't remember. He was in that.
Really?
And he was the old guy with the cute daughter who they had to kill him.
Oh, man, now I gotta watch it again.
Yep. Good movie. I enjoyed it. A lot of fun. What do you mean there was a show? Of course there's a show. There's always a show. And the show must go on, always.
It's a figment of your imagination. Just what the FBI want you to think.
Just
saying. She went there.
I'm doing my Zen Law Buddhist Om Nom Nom Om.
By the way, Zizi, have you eaten cookies on a regular basis lately?
Absolutely.
I just need to check in and make sure that you're getting your daily dose of cookies.
Has the apocalypse started?
In some areas.
No, it has not started yet.
Have you been to Miami lately?
I have seen... Their lights are not very bright. However,
yeah,
the apocalypse has still not started.
The heat's been put out in Miami.
I don't care.
They got spurred.
I don't care. This is the sportsy things is like, I don't do. I don't care. It's not my thing. You can try and hijack the show, but I will just over-yell you. Because I can do that with the scary, creepy voices and can do it.
Oh my god, look at the time.
Yes, see, that's what I can do. So, I just wanted to say everybody in the chat room, everybody listening to us on pre-recorded afterwards, or not pre-recorded, but recorded afterwards, or in the live streaming world of online radio stuff, hi, thanks for coming out and playing with us. Jazzy, EW, thanks for coming and playing with us. Me, whatever. come visit us, everybody, on Facebook, on Twitter, online, and all those other fun line places.
Have a good night.
Have fun.
Good night.
Have a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their pick.